Raving Lunatic Mania!
He's an angry man that has a love-hate relationship with science fiction. His beverage of choice is Rageahol, and when he's irate, he's irate. Sci-Fi Malady presents Rage Master Rips a Clip.
It is I, Lord Rage Master. And did you know that elves are invincible? They are. I have recently seen what you call a motion picture. My first foray was into the Hobbit films. And of all the horrendous things of this story, perhaps the most infuriating is the final battle on the frozen lake, which involves Legolas, the elf, fighting on a collapsing stone bridge. In this fight, Legolas is battling a fierce orc while everything crumbles around him. And above, Thorin Oakenshield fights his own lieutenants of Azog. However, this bridge keeps collapsing during the fight, and Azog the leader is closing in on Thorin. This should normally be a magnificent scene. However, it's ruined by battles that are unrealistic, even when aided with magic, and overly drawn out. And the elf is invincible! We have Legolas battling one of Azog's lieutenants. The force of their blows is so mighty that it breaks apart the stone bridge. Like a child's blocks, the bridge is falling apart. This includes the center of the bridge, which no doubt involves the keystone. So how does this whole bridge not fall apart? What's worse, the bridge is split level, has a top layer, and it falls apart and crushes the orc on the lower level. Again, how is this bridge standing? But let us not even worry about that yet. Whilst this is happening, Thorin is knocked down and on the ledge of the frozen waterfall above, prone and ready to suffer the fate under an orc's mighty mace. Luckily for Thorin, the orc decides to take a very long strike, while Legolas, the invincible, and apparently possessed of the speed force, is able to take aim and launch his sword at the orc, which must be at least 150 feet above. And of course, the sword lands with enough force to impale a stone wall. Legolas is not only super fast, but he's super strong. Is there anything else an elf can do? The answer, thanks to Peter, son of Jack, is yes! Following this, the orc, who should have been crushed to death by stones from the upper level, or be falling to his death along with the elf, breaks out, doing more damage to the bridge. Luckily for the elf, he can defy air! That's right! He can definitely jump on the falling stones as though they were stairs and somehow manages to freeze time long enough to jump on top of the orc, impale him in the head, and then jump off the orc in a backflip with enough force to push the bridge and the orc off and collapse the whole bridge. Of course, the elf lands safely on the ledge nearby. Let's do a tally, shall we? Super strength, super hand-eye coordination, a nine hells of a throwing arm, super agility, and the ability to freeze time or at least maintain structural integrity of something. Elves in this world are invincible. I have heard a common complaint of powerful women in stories is that they are what is called a Mary Sue. That is, a woman who can do everything perfectly. Oh, but when it's a male elf, this is okay. No, both are awful. When I fight a battle, two swings and people are dead or too injured to continue. Also, we never fight on uneven ground or things like rickety bridges. Who does that? If I cannot believe it, why try it? Think, Peter, son of Jackson, think. I sincerely doubt you have ever engaged in battle. Making a person who cannot fail and putting them in a drawn-out battle that looks like some child's game is not art or battle. It's pathetic. So, for those bards wishing to tell a tale of fantastic battle, here's Lord's Rage Master's suggestions. And believe me, I've been in many a battle to know. First, make characters vulnerable to something at some time. Even the greatest heroes can have some failings. Second, just because your world is fantastic doesn't mean there is no limit. At some point, flying from the stars back into your vessel or jumping over stones like a staircase is stupid! Get on with it is the final point. Get on with it. Stop making fights last so long that we stop caring and just want you to finish the film. Make a good battle, make it short, and move on. I'm Lord Ragemaster. Consider this clip ripped.
Raving Lunatic Mania!